A crowd of more than 150 people protested outside a CMPD office in North Charlotte Friday evening. The protest was one of a number across the country following the death of George Floyd by a police officer in Minneapolis. Charlotte City Councilman Braxton Winston was among those arrested. WFAE's Michael Falero was on the scene and has this report.
The protest began outside CMPD's Metro Division office on Beatty's Ford Road. About 150 people gather and chant, then begin marching north toward LaSalle Street. They stop traffic at the intersection there and continue chanting. They also confront individual police officers who followed the marchers and blocked off traffic behind them.
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
The crowd then turned back. They again protest at the Metro Division office, shouting a litany of different chants like No Justice, No Peace, Black Lives Matter, and Hands Up, Don't Shoot. Dr. Rodney Sadler is a minister at Union Presbyterian on Sharon Road. He watches as protesters chant outside the CMPD office. Sadler says he's upset about the continued killings of black men and what he says is the problem of racism preventing meaningful change.
As long as we think that we're fundamentally different and that some people are worthy of more rights than others, these kinds of things are inevitable. As long as black and brown people can be looked at as though they are somehow or another less than human, these kinds of things are inevitable. So it's time that we do some systemic changes.
Outside the CMPD office, protesters chant the names of black men killed by police in Charlotte, including Keith Lamont Scott and Jonathan Farrell. The crowd maxes out around 200 people after about 90 minutes. Organizers of the protest give speeches, and some protesters get in the face of officers and yell at them. A handful of officers retreat into the building, but others drive their police vehicles slowly through the crowd, hoping to disperse it as people bang on their windows. Eventually, police had enough. They fire tear gas.
I couldn't make out what it was. I saw a bunch of smoke coming.
This is Elizabeth, who was sent running by the tear gas.
People have been throwing, both sides have been throwing I think some of them are like Molotov cocktails because some stuff has caught on fire.
After 2.5 hours, police and riot gear form a line outside the Metro Division police station. They begin pushing outward and fire more tear gas. The crowd begins to thin out to under 100 people.
On the authority of the Charlotte Metro Police Department, I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled in this location to immediately disperse.
Within a half hour, a line of more than 40 police officers begins marching down Beatty's Ford, closing it to protesters who then move back or leave. While the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis was the catalyst for this protest, many people who came had stories of their own, like Vaughn Cooper of Charlotte. She came for her great-great-grandfather, who she says was murdered in South Carolina in 1926. Cooper says the white men accused were never convicted for the crime. She doesn't think enough has changed.
That was 1926. It is 2020 and we're still dealing with the same thing. We're tired of it. Because there's black on black crime, that does not mean that we are justified in being shot and killed before we are allowed our due process. But we have a long way to go in the systematic environments that have been driven by institutionalized racism.
Others here say they came because they believe they were racially profiled by police officers during traffic stops. They say they feel unsafe in their cars and out in public. The killings of black men like George Floyd add to that fear. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero in Charlotte.